them out of, take them out of order.
I know.
Yep, sorry. Okay, it's 10 a.m. I will call the meeting to order of the Board of Assessment Review, May 16, 2025. Mr. Are there any changes to the agenda?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Good morning to the board. I do have a few changes to the agenda. We can remove, there are no items under move to dismiss, so we can strike that from the agenda. Also, under property assessment appeal hearings, we can remove Clay Kasabian, parcel 134-20.08-9.00, and George Benner, parcel number 533-10.00-409.00. We keep those items from the agenda.
Is there a motion to approve the amended agenda?
So moved.
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Angel and a second by Ms. Wanner to approve the amended agenda. We'll take the vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And chair votes aye. The amended agenda is approved. Public comment. Do you know public comment? So we will move on. On the agenda is the consent agenda. I'll ask Mr. Keeler to read those items.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Number one, parcel 130-5.00-32.06. Number two, parcel 131-15.00-62.0. Number three, parcel 132-0.00-1.00-5725. Number four, parcel 134-3.00-300.00. Number five, parcel 134-5.00-114.00-B. Number six, parcel 134-5.00-279.00-49. Number seven, parcel 134-5.00-443.00. Number eight, 134-7.00-14.00. Number nine, parcel 134-9.00-42.00. Number 10, parcel 134-9.00-94.01-13052. Number 11, parcel 134-6.00-456.00. Number 12, parcel 134-17.0-56.07-107. Number 13, parcel 134-1707-92.00-2. Number 14, parcel 134-18.0-238.00-TH88. Number 15, parcel 134-18.00-604.00. Number 16, parcel 134-20.07-4.00. Number 17, parcel 135-14.00-71.00. Number 18, parcel 230-17.00-117.00. Number 19, parcel 230-21.0-114.00. Number 20, parcel 230-26.00-120.00. Number 21, parcel 230-26.00-123.03. Number 22, parcel 232-22.00-13.00. Number 23, parcel 233-1.00-0.00. Number 24, parcel 230-1.00-1.01. 25, parcel 234-5.00-6.01. Number 26, parcel 24-6.00-520.00. Number 27, parcel 234-1600-418.00. Number 28, parcel 234-18.00-383.00. Number 29, parcel 234-18.00-458.00. Number 30, parcel 235-0.12-82.00. 1, parcel 235-8.00-1.3. Number 32, parcel 235-12.00-41.00. 33, parcel 235-25.00-17.00. Number 34, 330-9.00-61.00. Number 35, parcel 331-500-63.00. Number 36, parcel 331-6.00-174.00. Number 37, parcel 331-600-175.00. Number parcel 332-3.00-114.00. Number 39, parcel 332-7.00-6.00. Number 4, parcel 334-6.00-138.00. Number 41, parcel 334-6.00-250.00. Number 42, parcel 334-6.00-55.00-19B. Number 43, parcel 334-8.17-67.00. Number 44, parcel 334-13.00-325.25. Number 45, parcel 334-13.00-1215.00. Number 46, 334-13.19-0.00. Number 47, parcel 330-14.05-26.00. Number 48, parcel 334-14.5-30.00. Number 49, parcel 334-14.14-23.00-503. Number 50, parcel 334-14.14-23.00-526. Number 51, parcel 334-14.15-254.00. 52, parcel 334-14.7-453.00. Number 53, parcel 334-14.17-54.00. Number 54, parcel 334-14.17-560.00. Number 55, parcel 334-18.00-198.00. Number 56, parcel 334-19.00-8.00. Number 7, parcel 334-19.00.01. Number 50, parcel 334-19.00-802. Number 59, parcel 334-9.00-835.00. Number 60, parcel 334-20.09-189.00. Number 61, parcel 334-20.13-65.00. Number 62, parcel 334-20.13-66.00. Number 63, parcel 335-8.00-1023.00. Number 64, parcel 335-9.00-5.00. Number 65, parcel 432-2.00-100.00. Number 66, parcel 530-17.00-17.09. Number 67, parcel 531-12.00-58.00. Number 68, parcel 531-12.00-61.00. Number 69, parcel 531-12.00-62.01. Number 70, parcel 531-12.00-62.02. Number 71, parcel 531-12.00-63.00. Number 72, parcel 531-12.00-64.00. Number 73, parcel 531-18.00-4.00. Number 74, parcel 533-9.00-40.02. Number 75, parcel 533-12.00-568.00. Number 76, parcel 533-19.07-60.00. Number 77, parcel 533-19.12-123.00. Number 78, parcel 533-20.18-114.00. That is all for the consent agenda, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Is there a motion to approve the consent agenda?
So moved.
Second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Warner and a second by Ms. Godwin to approve the consent agenda. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Warner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Yes, sir.
And chair votes aye. The consent agenda is approved. Next on the agenda are the appeal hearings. The first hearing is for Daniel Jones for a property at 22498 Huff Road, Milton, Delaware, parcel number 135-10.00-59.00. Is Mr. Jones here? Step forward. I'm going to swear you in as well.
Also,
I'm going to swear you in as well as.
Also, Mr. Jones, if you could turn on your microphone. Oh. It'll be that long, skinny button on the microphone in front of you. Nope, just
no,
press
just hit it.
There you go. Green light shows that it's on.
Okay. Do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zuck?
I do.
Very well. Mr. Jones, this is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, you're limited to documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application. You have 15 minutes.
15 minutes?
Yep.
I'll be done in 30 seconds now. We're back to November last year, Tyler Technology. They assessed my property at $528,600. Then, in February of this year, 2025, I got another reassessed valuation. They reassessed it at $654,800. Kind of a difference of $126,000. And back in November, property class was R. I guess that's residential. And on the reassessed value, the property class was A. I guess they changed it to agriculture. Is that what that is, mm-hmm. A, or agriculture?
Can I?
Of course, and then the reassessment went up.
Can I pause 1 second? Mr. Keeler, can you tell us what the, was there a stipulated?
Yes, Mr. Okay. Chairman, it was stipulated.
I should have asked you.
Yes.
Can you tell us what that is?
645, okay. 100.
100, okay. Then I misread something, okay. Sorry to interrupt, go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, it's a difference, like I said, of 126,000.
Mm-hmm.
Why did they change the property class? From residential to agriculture. I don't farm it. I've got woods, 22 acres of woods.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I'd like it to be classified as forest, but I don't know how they do that. Then I got the notice, an email notice, of course, of the reassessed value of $650,800, and they lowered that to $645,197 reduction. I kind of think my property value is more in line with the first reassessment of $528,600. And I've contacted a few real estate agents, and they said probably around $600,000. I would like, you know, get it readjusted again if we could.
You'll have the opportunity to ask that. Yeah, he can't ask questions now, right? No,
right.
No. You'll have an opportunity to ask that to the county as to why it was reclassified. But now we're just hearing.
Do you know why they reclassified the property class?
I don't, but if you're finished with that, then I'll turn it over to.
Okay. Yeah, I'm kind of finished.
Okay, all right. Does assessments have any questions?
We do not.
Okay. Does the board have any questions for Mr. Jones?
I do. So when you bought the property, it looks like in 1999, and at that point it was assessed at residential. It was residential back then. Okay. And then so you're saying that Tyler, I just want to be clear, so you're saying that Tyler Technologies changed that to agricultural? Is that what you're saying?
I didn't change anything.
Okay. Okay. Okay, that's all I have.
Any other questions? All right. Then I guess we'll turn it over to assessments to present their evidence.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application, a referee hearing, the assessment staff offered a stipulation agreement that brought the assessed value of the parcel to $645,100. Which the appellant did not accept. I will turn it over to our witness from Tyler Technologies, Mr. Ryan Zuck, to support the assessed value.
Thank you. So we do have a subject property on 19.688 acres. It is a ranch built in 1999. We have it as 1,568 square feet. We did look for other comparable, you know, properties. Ideally, you know, you want to find the one directly next door. Similar acres, similar style, doesn't always exist. So we do go outside the range and try to find comparables. We did find two comparables that actually abut the subject property. One of them is 22542 Huff Road. It is a ranch built in 2002. It only has 1.06 acres. That sold on February 16th of 21 for $400,000. It is 2,425 square feet. Another property abutting the subject, that is 18519 Sand Hill Road. That is a ranch built in 1997 at 1.16 acres. 1,380 square feet, and that sold for $270,000. We did look for some properties with bigger acreage. We do have one at 17287 Roddy Haven Road. It is a Cape Cod, built in 2006, 27.806 acres. Sold on 3/8 of 22, 2,270 square feet for $500,000. We do have another property, 18885 Sand Hill Road, which is 16.941 acres. It is a two-story conventional built in 2000. Sold on 5/3 of 23, 1,912 square feet, $610,000 it sold for. We do time adjust all sales up to 7/1 of 23 as of the date of value. You know, we have a couple comps abutting the property, smaller acreage. We have a couple comps that are bigger acreage. We feel that value is a good value for that property. It comes out to $411.42 per square foot. The majority of that value is actually in the land. The land is $443,700, with the building being $201,400, for the total value of $645,100. So the $645,100 is the total assessed market value. However, This property is considered to be in the farmland program, so they do receive an exemption on a portion of their land of $339,200. So their taxable value is land $104,500, building $201,400, for a total taxable value of $305,900. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Zuck?
No, I agree with him. I can't find any comparables of what I have. Of course, I have a ranch for 1,500 square feet, you know, generic three-bedroom, two bath, and it was built in 1998, which is 27 years old.
Okay.
And there's been no, you know, improvements, so to speak, on the house at all. But like I said, I can't find any comparables with the acres or the three-bedroom ranch.
Okay.
And that's why I wondered about these, you know, assessed values, you know, it's kind of high as far as I'm concerned.
Now, you want to ask him your question that you were asking me?
Pardon?
You want to ask him your question that you were asking me?
Yeah.
Why was the classification changed? If you don't, I will.
Yeah, I was going to ask.
Why is the assessed so high?
Well, I'll be happy to answer.
All the comparables you read, you know, they were 400, 500, mm-hmm. but mine is 645. Close to 650.
So let me answer the question about the property class first, and I'll be happy to answer that too, sir. So programs, properties that are in the farmland program receive a classification of an A. It is for tracking within the assessment office. The classification has no impact on value. So it will not, whether we call it residential or ag, it won't change that value, sir. It's just the characteristics. So mentioning the comparables that I did mention, you're right, we do have a property that sold for $400,000. It is bigger than yours, but yet it is 18 acres less than yours. The property with the bigger acreage, one of them did sell for $500,000 in 22, and the other one did sell for $610,000 in 23. So, you know, we do have some that are a little bit bigger and some that are a little bit smaller.
Yeah, the houses are a lot bigger than mine, too.
On those two comparables, you are
right. Like I said, I just have a generic three-bedroom rancher.
Do you have any further questions?
I'm through.
Okay. Then I'll open it up to the board for questions. And if I can start. So correct me if I'm wrong, Brian. So he was assessed at $645,000 plus or minus. With the exemption, he will only be taxed at $305,900. Is that correct?
That is correct.
Okay. You understand that?
No.
Okay. So you have an exemption of $300,000 for your forested land.
Okay.
So that... The total assessment is $645,000, but they're giving you a $300,000 exemption for the forested land. So you will only be taxed on
$305,000. Sounds good.
Okay.
I'm happy with all that. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, I got a letter or a notice in the mail.
Yes.
Referring to that. Yeah.
Okay. Withdrawal.
That's up to him if you would like to do
that. Do you want to... At this point, do you want to withdraw your appeal now that you understand that?
Yeah, I'll withdraw it if we're going to follow through what we just said about the exemption.
Yes.
That. Yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
That's a standard. If you're in the program, that's an automatic.
So with that, I'll entertain a motion to accept Mr. Jones's withdrawal.
I will make the motion.
I'll second the motion.
I have a motion by Ms. Godwin and a second by Mr. Davis to accept Mr. Jones' withdrawal of his appeal. Ms. Godwin.
Yes.
Ms. Wanner.
Aye.
Ms. Angel.
Aye.
Mr. Davis.
Aye.
And chair votes aye. So You're taxed on, you're taxed on $305,000.
All right, take care.
Have a great day.
Thank you. Next hearing is for Philip Collins Jr. for a property at 4 Croydon Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel number 334-19.00-843.00.
Mr. Chairman, I just got a message from Ms. Mears that Mr. Collins has canceled.
Okay, all right.
Moving right along.
Next hearing is for Charles Mayer, trustee, for property at 29 Coventry Road, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel 334-19.00-868.00.
Good morning.
And you would be Mr. Mayer.
I would.
Mr. Mayer, do you swear that the evidence you shall give to the board in this matter shall be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Mr. Keeler?
I do.
Mr. Zook?
I do.
Very well. Mr. Mayer?
Mayor.
This is your opportunity to present your testimony. However, your limited documentation and evidence that was included in your appeal application, you have 15 minutes.
Thank you. Thank you, Mr. Chairman and the board, for allowing me this opportunity to make my case, which I started some months ago when my wife and I got this letter stating a new assessment of $818,900, which was a surprise, if not a shock. Our property is actually right there next to the neighbor who just declined to be here this morning, but it's a older neighborhood, and we built a house there almost 40 years ago and been paying taxes on it ever since. So we were, like I said, shocked by the suggested assessment. I went through the process. I came up with what I thought were comparables and submitted them, but apparently I was submitting the wrong things. I was submitting the sale prices, the proposed sale prices of homes. So they said, that's not the way to do this. You have to go back into the records from an 18-month period starting in January 2021. So I've done that. I've dug down in those records, and then I produced a list of 12 comparables. But that was turned back because they said the max you can do is 6 comparables, so I resubmitted that too. The property in question is almost 40 years old. We built it. We've been paying taxes on it ever since then. I think we've maintained it pretty well, but we haven't expanded it or made any obvious improvements. So in doing my research, I did turn up 6 comparables, and they range from about $515,000 to $695,000, which is significantly different than the $819,000 that's been suggested. So for that reason, I had to go forward and question this. I know prices are going up, although they've now sort of leveled off and aren't quite as mercurial as they once were. In the application, it asked something which was sort of speculative about how much more are you willing to consider. And I said, if it's, because there seemed to be like a range of about $100,000 between other assessments and what mine was for similar properties. So I said I'd settle for $725,000, but I didn't get a response to that. I did appear in person with the appraiser. I said, "What's your reaction?" And they said, "We're just fact gathering. So if you still want to appeal on this, you're welcome to do it. And today's my day to appeal. So I thank you for this opportunity, but I hope you'll reconsider." Something that seems more reasonable and closer to the comparables that I've produced and hopefully you have in front of you today.
Okay. Does assessment have any comments or cross-examination?
I have no questions at this time, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. Then I'll open it to the board for questions for Mr. Mayor.
Sir, your notes state that you had it. It says recent commercial independent appraisals average 746. Did you, in fact, have an appraisal done on your home?
No, I did not.
Okay. Where did you get that number from?
I think I was, you know, hitting the median between the properties that I thought, but they were sale properties. They weren't the comparables during that 18-month period that I'm supposed to be looking at.
Okay, thank you.
Any other questions? Hearing none, we'll turn it over to assessments for their presentation.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Based on the appellant's application and the referee hearing, the assessment staff did not believe there was sufficient evidence to overturn the proposed assessment value set by Tyler Technologies. I will turn it over to Mr. Ryan Zuck to support the assessed value currently on the property.
Thank you. So we did review the sales within the subject neighborhood, Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. We also did review the five comparables that were provided by the appellant. The five comparables from the appellant are not within the subject's neighborhood. So ideally, we would like to stay within that neighborhood.
The first one I submitted is within the neighborhood.
You'll have an opportunity to cross-examine Mr. Zuck as well as to rebut any evidence, but please let him continue with his presentation. Thank you.
All right, I'll look at that in a moment. But the five that I have on file here are outside. I'll go back and take a look at the other ones. So I did find one land sale within the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club. That land sale sold on 12/30/21, $389,500. It is about 0.56 acres where the subject is 0.34. Subject is a ranch, you know, built 1987, 2,182 square feet. So what we did is we looked for other comparables. We looked for ranches, looked for some of the older ones. I got about six sales here that are in the spreadsheet. So there's one that sold on 6/16 of 2023, 2,124 square feet. It is 9 Kensington Road. That sold for $862,500, $406 a square foot, time adjusted to 7/1/23 of $862,500, adjusted price per square foot $406. Next one is 164 Buckingham. That one sold on 9/15 of 21, $680,000, 1,804 square feet, sold for $376,094, time adjusted up to 783.4, adjusted sale price $434. Next one is 14 Blackpool Road. This is a newer home built 2005, 2,884 square feet. Sold on April 1st of 22/95, $310 per square foot. Adjusted price of $983,600. Adjusted price per square foot of $341. 21 Coventry. 1985 ranch, 2,272 square feet. That sold on 11/4 of 22, $799,000, $351 per square foot. Time adjusted, 837.4 at $368 per square foot. We have 7 Somerset, ranch built 1997, 2,308 square feet, sold on June 27th of 22 for $800,000, $346 a square foot, time adjusted up to 867.2 at $375 per square foot. You got 4 Wellington Place. This is a newer ranch built 2014, 1,906 square feet. It sold on 7/20 of 21, $708,000. Time adjusted up to 826.9 at $431 a square foot. We have 7 Coventry. That is a ranch built 1983, 2120 square feet. Sold on 1/12 of 22, $670,000. Time adjusted up to 751.7 at $354 per square foot. There's been a couple others that were totally renovated, but I don't believe they're valid in this argument. And then we had one that sold. It was a 1.75 style home. 2-story, 2,660 square feet, sold for $630,000 on 8/22. Time adjusted up to 674.1, $253 per square foot. That property was dated. It does appear to be 100% original. So looking at the ranch style homes within the Rehoboth Beach Yacht and Country Club, we're looking at a median price of $375 per square foot, with the average being $378 per square foot. Currently, the subject is valued at $375 per square foot. We think they're right in line with those sales. Thank you.
Do you have any questions for Mr. Zuck?
just a couple of the... like I said, I suppose you know this, my neighborhood is an older one. There's a newer section that's back on the bay that's got some super homes on it. And I know one of them, and the main road through there is Blackpool. So that's not a fair comparable. another one you had was Kensington, which I never heard of, because the two sections that I'm involved is one they call the S section, because the work, the streets all start with an S, and the others is the C section. And it's, I think most of it was built out in that mid to late 80s period. So some seem close, but some seem, you know, quite away from where the property we're talking about.
Okay, sir. So those two that you mentioned, that you believe are a little bit, you know, maybe superior to yours.
Good word.
I just took those out of my analysis. My median is roughly the same. I'm looking at 373 a square foot, and the average comes up to 379.34 a square foot. So even by taking those two comparables out of the equation, the stats are staying pretty consistent of where we're at.
Okay.
Any further questions? I'll open it up to the board for questions for Mr. Zuck. Hearing none, you have another opportunity for rebuttal of his comments.
I don't. I mean, he's a professional, and I'm not. So there's not much I can contest there for sure.
Then do you have any closing comments?
No, but again, thank you for the opportunity, and I hope you'll reconsider, please. Thank you.
Assessment, closing comments?
We have none, Mr. Chairman.
Very well. I'll entertain a motion to close the record for this hearing.
I'll make the motion.
Is there a second?
Second.
I have a motion by Ms. Godwin and a second by Mr. Davis to close the record for this hearing. We will vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes.
Ms. Wanner?
Aye.
Ms. Angel?
Aye.
Mr. Davis?
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. The record is closed for this hearing. If any member of the board feels that the appellant has not met the burden of proof with the information provided in the appeal and the record, they may make a motion to deny the appeal, or if a member feels the appellant has met the burden of proof, we will need a motion to approve the appeal. Is there a motion?
I'm going to make a motion to deny the appeal based on the comps that the appellant provided were outside of the development where he's at. And also, even with taking those two houses out, the higher quality homes, it still comes right in there of where you are. And that's why I have to vote to deny it.
Is there a second?
I second that.
Four? For reasons?
I second it because the only comp provided was 14 Coventry, which is dated and needs updating, and the other comps are located outside of the subdivision.
Okay, I have a motion by Ms. Wanner and a second by Mr. Davis to deny the appeal. We will vote. Ms. Godwin?
I'm going to vote to deny based on the price per square foot value for the subject property at $375 falls right in line with the average and the median for the comps provided.
Ms. Wanner?
Vote to deny for reasons stated.
Ms. Angel?
I vote to deny based on the testimony of Tyler Technologies.
Mr. Davis?
I make a motion to deny based on previous stated.
Reason stated. And chair votes to deny. I felt Tyler's comparables and square foot price was appropriate. So therefore, your appeal's been denied. Should you wish, you could have a review at Superior Court.
Okay. Could I make one last comment?
Sure.
When I was asked to get comparables, they didn't tell me it was to be within of the subdivision where I lived. It was an 18-month period. That's all the direction I had.
Okay. Thank you. The next hearing is for Angela Murray, 405 Stokely Street Extended, parcel number 334-20.05-7.01. I understand Ms. Murray will not be appearing. From that, the board may make their decision based on the evidence presented on and with the application for appeal. Therefore, at this time, if a board member feels the appellant has not presented any competent evidence of substantial overvaluation, they may present a motion to deny. And if board member feels the appellant has presented competent evidence, they may make a motion to approve. I will entertain a motion.
I make a motion to deny based on the comps. Comp one was outside the time frame. Comp two is on the west side of Route 1, smaller and not closer to the beach as mentioned. And comp three is a lake view, a larger lot, and a larger home. Inferior comps to Tyler's.
I have a motion. Is there a second?
Second, based on Tyler Technologies comps and analysis.
I have a motion to deny from Mr. Davis and a second by Ms. Angel. We will vote. Ms. Godwin?
Yes, to deny based on reasoning stated by Mr. Davis. One, the comp outside of the timeline, and also to the one being on the west side of Route 1.
Ms. Wanner?
I vote to deny based on the comps provided by the appellant are not in a line. Tyler Technologies are.
Ms. Angel?
I vote to deny based on reasons stated.
Mr. Davis?
Vote to deny based on reasons previously stated.
And chair votes to deny based on the eloquent reasons given by Mr. Davis. The next hearing is for Lisa Pelican, property at 21084 Andrew Avenue, Rehoboth Beach, Delaware, parcel 334-20.13-141.00. And I understand Ms. Pelican will not be present. Therefore, the board will make their decision based on the evidence presented on and with the application for appeal. If a board member believes the applicant has not presented any competent evidence of substantial overvaluation, they may present a motion to deny the appeal and state their reasons. However, if a board member believes the appellant has presented competent evidence, they may make a motion in support of the assessment appeal.
I make a motion to deny based on the comps being outside of Van Acres. And the first two comps are irrelevant as they're located in Lewis. The third comp was close, but it needed updating.
Is there a second?
I will second that based on the comps provided by Tyler. The subject property has a price per square foot value of $453.01, which is well below the sales adjusted price per square foot of all other comps provided.
Thank you. I have a motion to deny by Mr. Davis and a second by Ms. Godwin. We will vote. Ms. Godwin.
Yes, for reasons stated.
Ms. Wanner.
I vote to deny based on the comps provided by Tyler Technology.
Ms. Angel.
I vote to deny based on the irrelevant comps provided by the appellant.
Mr. Davis.
I vote to deny based on previously stated reasons.
And chair votes to deny based on the applicant's comps provided, two of which were in Lewis and not in Rehoboth. So therefore, the application is denied. Guess what? I'll entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Second.
Second.
I have a motion to adjourn by Ms. Wanner and by Ms. Angel. Ms. Godwin.
Yes.
Ms. Wanner.
Aye.
Ms. Angel.
Aye.
Mr. Davis.
Aye.
And the chair votes aye. This meeting is adjourned at 10:47.